KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's cloudy and 25 degrees. We look forward to be mostly cloudy with areas of fog this morning, a high of 33. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. County leaders have scheduled a March 3rd election on bonds to build a replacement jail in Monona County. The jail in Ottawa was built in 1976 to hold 12 inmates, but now regularly holds 20. The $6.2 million replacement will be built on the northeast side of the Courthouse Square in Ottawa, and it would house up to 32 inmates with the possibility of expanding to hold as many as 66. It would also have interview rooms and more office space for the sheriff's office and police department. Democratic presidential candidate John Delaney will make a campaign stop in Cass County this evening. The American attorney and businessman will be in Cumberland at the Middle of Nowhere restaurant at 112 South Main Street for a meet and greet from 5 until 6 p.m. While there, Delaney will speak briefly about his campaign for president and take questions from the audience. You could reserve your seat for the event by going to his campaign's website. Delaney served as the U.S. representative for Maryland's 6th Congressional District from 2013 to 2019. Democratic presidential candidate, former Vice President Joe Biden and his wife Jill are returning to Iowa for a campaign swing. Jill Biden will hold meet-and-greet stops today in Guthrie Center, Audubon, and Harlan. Yesterday, she was in Mount Airy and Winterset. Joe Biden will be in the state later this week with events in Sioux City, Council Bluffs, and Indianola. Members of the public who wish to attend any of the events should make reservations via the campaign's website. Jill Biden will be in Guthrie County for a meet and greet today in Guthrie Center at the Children's Reading Room at the Mary Barnett Memorial Library. And that is doors open at 10:45. The event is at 11 a.m. today. She'll be in Audubon at the El Adobe Mexican Restaurant at 320 Broadway from 12:30 until 12:30. The doors open and the event is at 12:45 today. And at Milk and Honey in Harlan, the doors for that event open at 2:45 with her speaking at around 3 p.m. Now, Joe Biden's schedule will be on Friday at the Western Iowa Tech Community College in Sioux City at the Rockland Conference Center. Doors for that event open at 12:15, and Biden will be there at 12:45. And at Abraham Lincoln High School in Council Bluffs on Friday from 5:30 p.m., the doors open to 6 p.m. is when the event starts for that Joe Biden's scheduled talks. Well, the Iowa caucuses are 3 weeks away, and a new poll suggests many Iowa Democrats are still evaluating their field of candidates. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
Daniel Schoenfelder of Newton is like a lot of Iowans who are planning to attend a caucus February 3rd. He hasn't picked a candidate
really
yet.
Really undecided, so really like to keep all the options open.
For Tom Moberg of Altoona, it's a coin flip between Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders.
Probably the one that can take down Trump.
The Des Moines Register CNN Iowa poll released Friday night showed 13% of likely caucus goers are undecided, plus another 45% who said they were supporting a candidate indicated they might be persuaded to support someone else caucus night. 67-year-old Mary Jane Spees of Ankeny has ruled out the older candidates.
Partly because of the age thing and partly because what they're suggesting is wonderful, but I don't see that it can be paid for. Everybody else that isn't in that realm, they're so close that I haven't decided.
Bindi Brown of Des Moines has narrowed her choice down to Pete Buttigieg and Amy Klobuchar, so when will she decide?
Caucus night.
I'm O.K. Henderson.
And hundreds turned out this past weekend to see some of the candidates' campaign in Iowa. Tuesday night, 6 candidates will debate on CNN. The Des Moines Register is co-host of the event, which will be staged at Drake University. Bernie Sanders found himself on the receiving end of attacks from both President Trump and Elizabeth Warren yesterday. It's a reflection of his rising status in the Democratic presidential race and perceived momentum just 3 weeks out to the Iowa caucuses. Trump issued a tweet Sunday in which he called Sanders crazy Bernie Sanders. But it was Warren who offered the sharpest criticism of the Vermont senator, saying that she was disappointed by a report that the Sanders campaign was instructing its volunteers to speak negatively about her to win over the undecided voters and suggesting he is too divisive to beat Trump. The 2020 Iowa legislature convenes this morning with lawmakers from both political parties pledging action to ease the child care concerns of Iowa parents. Republican Governor Kim Reynolds signaled this past summer that she's exploring a number of options like tax credits for businesses that provide on-site child care to workers or state grants to help establish new child care centers. There's also been discussion among Republicans and Democrats about state child care assistance for low-income Iowans. The idea? Implement a gradually diminishing level of child care care support as workers get raises, work more hours, or take a better job. Senate President Charles Schneider, a Republican from West Des Moines, says current policy creates a child care cliff. Right now, he says, if you're at least 144% of the federal poverty level, you get child care benefits, and if you're at 145%, they're completely cut off. Schneider says, and that does not incent anyone to work harder or take a promotion. Senate Minority Leader Janet Peterson, a Democrat from Des Moines, says legislators tried in 2015 to begin addressing the issue, but then Governor Terry Branstad vetoed the additional money. I'm hopeful, she says, that Republican Governor Reynolds calling attention to this issue, that we may be able to make some progress on child care. Senator Schneider is expressing optimism about the action.
I'd like to find a way for all of us to come together to get something done.
Republican House Speaker-elect Pat Grassley of New Hartford, who will be sworn in this morning, says helping all Iowa parents find affordable, quality child care fits with another goal of increasing the number of Iowans in the workforce.
I think there's some opportunities to work on some important issues to Iowans together.
And Grassley says that legislators are also discussing how to address the shortage of child care workers.
Not only get into the field, but receive the proper education that they need and training that they need to do that.
House Minority Leader Todd Pritchard, a Democrat from Charles City, says communities need help in establishing new child care centers.
A lot of communities like Charles City and around the state have infrastructure issues. They need to find a suitable facility that that works to have a child care in it. So then, you know, in my mind, then we're talking about grant programs. We're talking about kind of capital improvement type programs.
Senator Peterson says legislators need to provide more money for state oversight of child care operations to address safety concerns.
We do a better job of inspecting restaurants in our state than we do in inspecting child care facilities, and we need to take a strong look at that to see what we can do to better protect Iowa's children.
A legislative leader has made their comments last week during a forum organized by the Associated Press. Well, the Atlantic City Council will hold a regularly scheduled session 5:30 p.m. Wednesday in their chambers at City Hall. On their agenda is recognition of Sandra Martin for her 5 years of service to the Atlantic Public Library. The council will then move to act on approving a change order for the Ash Street Sanitary Sewer Replacement Project, which would allow certain residents in the area of East 22nd Street, east of Olive, to connect to the existing sewer system. Two couples in the area currently have septic systems. The Community Development Committee met last month to review the proposal and found at least one of the residents would have to bear considerable costs should the city make the extension. Expanding the sewer system from the east would cost nearly $29,000 and from the west over $86,000. Since the city's comprehensive plan calls for that area to see growth of low-density single-family development in the long term, officials say when development occurs in that area, the city will need to extend the sanitary sewer. City Administrator John Lund says it may be more budget-friendly to pay for the extension now with the utility revenue rather than require the development be sequestered within a TIF or tax increment financing district and paid for through property taxes. The CDC unanimously recommends the council approve the extension and allow Joe and Kendra Garvey and Robert and Denise Sharp to pay for their connections to the system. Lund says the change order will ease the administrative red tape and the paperwork between Snyder and Associates engineers and the city. In other business, the Atlantic City Council Wednesday will act on orders to appoint Melissa Enan to the Planning and Zoning Commission, reappoint Barb Barrick as the Atlantic City Clerk, appoint David Wiederstein as city attorney, along with other administrative matters. And officials of the Iowa Department of Natural Resources Sunday said that around 12:21 p.m. Sunday, or Saturday that is, a man was shot in the leg in eastern Iowa while pursuing a coyote across a field. The incident in Benton County happened in a field just north of Highway 30 at 13th Avenue or southwest of Keystone. Authorities said 41-year-old Brian McNamee of Blairstown was a passenger in a pickup truck while coyote hunting when one of the firearms in the vehicle discharged and struck him in the left leg. He was transported to a Cedar Rapids hospital for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. The incident remains under investigation by the DNR. The Benton County Sheriff's Office also responded to the incident. That is a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.